The Clock That Went Backward by Edward Page Mitchell. A row of Lombardy poplars stood in front of my great-aunt Gertrude's house on the bank of the Sheepscot River. In personal appearance, my aunt was surprisingly like one of those trees. She had the look of hopeless anemia that distinguishes them from fuller-blooded sorts. She was tall, severe in outline, and extremely thin. Her habiliments clung to her. I'm sure that had the gods found occasion to impose upon her the fate of Daphne, she would have taken her place easily and naturally in the dismal row, as melancholy a poplar as the rest. Some of my earliest recollections are of this venerable relative. Alive and dead, she bore an important part in the events I'm about to recount, events which I believe to be without parallel in the experience of mankind. During our periodical visits of duty to Aunt Gertrude in Maine, my cousin Harry and myself were accustomed to speculate much on her age. Was she 60, or was she 60? We had no precise information. She might have been either. The old lady was surrounded by old-fashioned things. She seemed to live altogether in the past. In her short half-hours of communicativeness over her second cup of tea, or on the piazza where the poplars sent slim shadows directly toward the east, she used to tell us stories of her alleged ancestors. I say alleged, because we never fully believed that she had ancestors. A genealogy is a stupid thing. Here is Aunt Gertrude's, reduced to its simplest forms. Her great-great-grandmother, 1599 to 1642, was a woman of Holland who married a Puritan refugee and sailed from Leyden to Plymouth in the ship Anne in the year of our Lord 1632. This pilgrim mother had a daughter, Aunt Gertrude's great-grandmother, 1640 to 1718. She came to the eastern district of Massachusetts in the early part of the last century.